We've got our next two contestants, Melissa Kalwanowski and Lisa Richter. Melissa, what is your card game of choice?
Poker, I guess.
Poker is a good one. Yeah, I like that. You play a little poker?
I won a small tournament once.
Really? How small?
Like 20 people.
What did you win?
$200.
That's real money. That is real money, Melissa. Well done. I like you downplay it. I don't know, poker. Yeah, I won against 20 people, $200. Nothing. Lisa, do you play cards?
The only card game that I really play would be an Italian card game that my family taught me. It's called Scobadil or Scob, and we play that when my family visits.
Is that because your family's in the mafia, some sort of thing?
Yes, actually. No, don't say that. Don't air that.
Don't air that, yes. Don't worry. It will all be cut. You're not even part of the show anymore. Don't worry about it. No. Our next game is titled All in the Cards. Jonathan, what is this game about?
Cards.
Good.
The premise here is quite simple. In this round, each answer will be the name of a card game. For example, if I were to ask for the metal stick you might use to tend to a fireplace, you would answer, poker. And you might throw in a story about how you'd won a tournament. The winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Here we go. In dentistry, it's used to connect an artificial tooth to real teeth. Melissa.
Bridge.
That's right. What is the title of Adele's second studio album, which won her 7 Grammys? Melissa.
21.
You got it.
I think that's one of your favorites. You got very excited about buzzing in for that one.
I just figured out how it went with the card game.
Oh, I like that. Right, it's the moment of when you realize, oh my goodness, I'm on a puzzle show, and I've just figured out the game, and you get very excited. I know, and you have a buzzer, and you're, yeah, good.
You were faking it very well, I have to say.
It was both good. Very good.
It's a popular version of solitaire or a vanilla ice cream bar covered in chocolate. Melissa.
Klondike?
That's right.
It's kind of funny, the phrase, popular version of solitaire.
Oh, people love it. People love it.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you playing, Klondike?
What's your favorite version of Lonely?
It's the nickname shared by the University of New Orleans and the University of Nebraska, Omaha. The University of New Orleans and the... Melissa.
Uno.
Yeah. Edwin Starr asked, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing in what 1970 number one hit song? Lisa.
War.
Yeah, that's right. What is the common name for an unpopped kernel of popcorn at the bottom of the bag? It's almost as common as that kind of solitaire. Everyone likes to play. That's not a hint. That's just a bad joke.
In the United Kingdom, a version of this card game is known as Scabby Queen.
Melissa.
Old Maid?
See?
Yeah. We don't know a lot about the internal anatomy of Doctor Who, but we do know that unlike humans, he has two of what vital organ? Melissa.
Hearts.
Yes. She could barely contain herself. What fine French crystal manufacturer founded in the 1700s is famous for its chandeliers and perfume bottles? Melissa.
Baccarat.
Yeah, that's right. This is your last clue. It was President George W. Bush's nickname for his first Secretary of Defense, who also served as Secretary of Defense for Gerald Ford.
They're both looking like, come on, seriously.
No, nothing?
You might yell his name out at the end of the game?
Lisa.
Yahtzee? I mean, that's dice, but you'd yell it, right?
Secretary of Defense. I'm just imagining what that name would be. It's awesome.
Melissa.
Rummy.
Rummy is right. That's right. Okay, Art, how'd we do in that game?
Well, in this game, Melissa held all the cards.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Huge round of applause for Lisa. Melissa, you'll be moving on to our final round at the end of the show. Well done.